Shalom aleichem aboisai, shalom from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yizborach, u'b'siyato d'shmaya merubo, we're about to begin Parshas Vayelech. When Rosh Hashanah falls out to be on a Monday, Tuesday, or on a Tuesday, Wednesday, then Parshas Vayelech will be laid on the Shabbos between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Shabbos Shuvah. And if Rosh Hashanah falls out to be on a Thursday, Friday, or on a Shabbos, Sunday, then Parshas Vayelech will be laid together with Parshas Nitzavim on the Shabbos right before Rosh Hashanah. And the reason for all that was explained at the beginning of Parshas Nitzavim. Parshas Vayelech is the second of four Parshios said on the day that Moshe Rabbeinu died, Zayin Ado, and can be divided into four topics. Topic number one, Moshe Rabbeinu goes and gives chizuk to Klal Yisrael, that they should not be scared to enter Eretz Yisrael, because Hashem Yisborach will be going with them, and He will destroy the goyim in front of them. And that covers the first six psukim, the first two aliyos, in Parshas Vayelech. The second topic of the parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu gives chizuk to Yehoshua in leading Klal Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael, and he reassures him that Hashem will be there with him. And that covers the Aliyah of Shlishi. The third topic of the parasha, the mitzvah of Hakel, covering the Aliyah of Revi. And the fourth and last topic of the parasha, which really has two topics in one. Number one, Hashem tells Moshe to bring Yeshua to the Oyel Moed. And Hashem is going to personally give chizuk to Yeshua in bringing Klal Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael. And Hashem reassures him that he will be with him. And the second topic, Hashem tells Moshe Hayakdomo for Shiras HaZinu, what its purpose is, and that he must teach it to Klal Yisrael until they know it well. As the Pasuk says, Velamdo es bnei Yisrael simo b'fihem. And let us begin B'siyata D'Shmaya, the first topic of Parshas Vayelech. Vayelech Moshe vayidaber es hadavorim ho'ele el kol Yisrael. And Moshe went and he spoke all of the following to all of Klal Yisrael. Where did the Moshe Rabbeinu go to? Says the Ramban, at the end of Parshas Nitzavim, after the entire Klal Yisrael was gathered by Moshe, Moshe sent them home back to their tents, and now Moshe Rabbeinu is going to them to give them chizuk. Vayomer aleihem ben me'ov esrim shana anochi hayom lo yuchal oid lo tzeis v'lo voy v'adoino yomar elai. And Moshe tells them, I am 120 years old today. Today I was born, and today I will die. Rashi has two pshatim. Either Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, I am no longer given permission to lead you, because Hashem has told me that I will not be crossing this Yarden. And the second pshat of Rashi, I no longer can teach you Torah, not what I was mekabel from Har Sinai, and not chidushim of my own. And Hashem has told me I will not be crossing this Yarden. Says Rashi, Vayelech Moshe. That's the derech of Rashi. Whenever he starts off the parasha, even if he has nothing to say on the first couple of words, he quotes the name of the parasha. Vayelech Moshe. Onoichi hayoim, hayoim molu yom ayushnoisai, b'yoim ze noilareti, b'yoim ze omus. Zayin Ado. Lo yuchad oid, lo tzeis velovoi, yochoy l'sher toshash koichoi. You may think that the reason that he can't lead them anymore is because he became weak, like an old man. Tamud lo yimar, it says at the end of Parshat Vezeis HaBrocho, when Moshe Rabbeinu died, lo yicho haso einoi v'lo yinos leichoi. Which means either his eye was not dimmed, he did not become hard of seeing, or his appearance did not dim. He did not look like an old man. His strength didn't go away from him. What does he mean? Like, I cannot. I'm not allowed. The permission to lead you was taken from me and was now given to Yeshua. This is explaining, why am I not allowed to lead you anymore? That's according to the first pshat of Rashi. I can't teach you Torah anymore. It was hidden from him what he received from Har Sinai and to say Chidushei Torah. And according to that, Vashem Omar Eli, is not an explanation of lo uchal oilotzes v'lovoi, rather a new sentence. Posuk gimel adoinoy alohecho hu oivel lefonecho hu yashmid es hagoyim ha'eile milefonecho v'rishtom Yehoshua hu oivel lefonecho kasher tzivo adoinoy. Hashem, he will be going in front of you. He will destroy these goyim in front of you and you will inherit them. Yehoshua will be the new leader. He will be going in front of you like Hashem has said. Ve'oso adoinoy lohem kasher oso lesichoinu le'oig malchei hoem iriu le'artom asher ishmid oisom. Unisonom adoinoy lifneichem ve'asisem lohem kechol ha'mitzvo asher tzivisi eschem. And Hashem will do to them just like he has done to Sichon and Oig, the kings of the Amorim, to their lands. He destroyed them. You all experienced that in Parshas Chukas. And Hashem will give them too, namely the nations of Eretz Yisrael, in front of you, and you should do to them exactly as I have commanded you in Parsha Shoftim, namely Loisechaya Kol Neshama. You got to kill them out. And what we saw numerous times throughout Sefer Dvorim, to destroy the Avodah Zoris. Posuk Vav Chizku Veimtzu Al Tiru Chizku Veimtzu Al Tiru Veal Tartzu Mipneihem. Ki adoino yeloihecho, hu ha'oileich imoch, lo yarpecho velo yazveko. Be strong and be courageous. Do not fear and do not break in front of them. Because Hashem Elokecho, he is the one going with you. And he will not give you weakness and let you be left from him. Says Rashi, lo yarpecho, lo yiten lecho rifyoin, lihiyois nezav mimenu. He won't give you weakness to be left from him. He'll be holding your hand and he will help you conquer the goyim in Eretz Yisrael. Ad kan, the first topic of Parshas Vayelech, the chizuk that Moshe Rabbeinu gives Klal Yisrael. On to the second topic, Moshe Rabbeinu giving chizuk to Yeshua Binu. Vayikro Moshe lihoshua vayomer elov leinei chol Yisrael chazak ve'emotz ki ato tovoi es ha'om hazeh El ha'oretz asher nishba adoinoy la'avisom lo seiz lohem ve'ato tanchi leno oisom. And Moshe called Yeshua and he tells him in the presence of the entire Klal Yisrael, be strong and be courageous because you will be coming with this nation to the land that Hashem has sworn to give their ancestors and you will be the one to inherit it to them. Before we see Rashi, we have to take a look later on a pasuk Chof Gimel. And Rashi is going to compare the two pasukim. By us, the Lashon Moshe says is, Ki ato sovoi es ha'om hazeh, which means you will come with this nation to Eretz Yisrael. And take a look at pasuk Chof Gimel. There Hashem is talking to Yeshua. And Hashem tells Yeshua, Vayetzaves Yeshua binun vayomer chazak ve'emot, Ki ato tovi es b'nei Yisrael el ha'oretz asher nishbati lohem. The difference between Tovoi and Tovi, Tovi means you will bring them, not come with them. And what is the difference between coming with them and bringing them to Eretz Yisrael? Says Rashi. Ki ato sovoi esom hazeh ketargumo. Hari at teul im amo hodein. You will go in with them. As opposed to Targum over there in Pesach Chof Gimel, hari at toel yos bnei Yisrael. You will bring them, not go in with them. Says Rashi, Moshe Amal Yeshua, Zekeinim Shebadur Yihiyu Imcho. The elders of the generations will be with you to help you lead this nation. Hakoy lefi daiton v'atzosom. Take counsel, take advice from them also. Avol HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amal Yeshua, later on in Pesach Chof Gimel, Ki ato tovi es b'nei Yisrael el ha'oretz asher nishbati lohem. Tovi al kolchom, bring them against their will. Hakol toli b'cho, it's all toli on you. You're not advising with them. Rather, you're on top of them. Toil makel v'hachal kod kodom. So to speak, take a stick and hit them on their heads. Because, dabor echod ladoir, v'lo yishnei daborim ladoir. There could be only one leader for generations, not two. So you could either understand that Moshe Rabbeinu said this on his own, He gave him a good idea. You should take counsel, take advice from this Kenim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu corrected him. He says, no, that's not the way to do it. You have to be the soul leader. Or the way the Sifsei Chachamim learns is that it's not a total argument. Hashem is correcting Moshe. Rather, there's a way to reconcile the two. Moshe Rabbeinu tells him, take advice from them. But at the end of the day, there has to be one leader. The decision making is upon you. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says later on in Pasuk Chav Gimel. Pasuk Ches V'Adonai Hu Ha'Hilech Lefonecho Hu Yehiyeh Imoch Lo Yarpechov Lo Yazveko Lo Yisiro V'Lo Yisichos. Hashem is the one that will be going in front of you. He will be with you, and He will not give you weakness to be left alone from Him. Do not be scared and do not break. ויכתוב משה סתירו הזויז ויתנו אל הכהנים מבני לוי הנוי שאים מסרוין בריס הדוינוי ואל כל זקני ישראל. And Moshe Rabbeinu wrote down this Torah, namely when it was completed. It's not completed yet. We still have the whole Parshas Vayelech, Hazinu, and Zeis HaBerocha to go. But once it was completed, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it down, and he gave it over to the Kohanim from Shevet Levi, those who carry the Orin Bris Hashem. Even though we learned above in Parshas Bamidbar that it's the Levim, the Bnei Kohos, that carry the Orin, not the Kohanim, nevertheless, in the next travel, when Yeshua ben Nun will take Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, it will be the Kohanim carrying the Orin. And Moshe Rabbeinu handed over the Torah to Kohanim Bnei Levi and El Kol Zikne Yisrael to the elders of Klal Yisrael. Says Rashi, Vayichtoy Moshe Vayitano, Keshe Nigmero Kulo, when it was completed, namely at the end of the Torah, Nesono Lev Neshivtoy, he gave it to his Shevet. Aye, the Pasuk says, Vel Kol Zikne Yisrael. He gave it over to all the elders of the entire Klal Yisrael. So how does Rashi say, Lev Neshivtoy? So for this, you have to go back to Rashi we learned above at the end of Parshas Kisovri, in Perek Chavtes, Posuk Gimel. Over there it says he originally gave it over to his Shevet Bnei Levi, and Klal Yisrael complained. Why are you giving it only to them? Were we not at Har Sinai? What's going to be in the future? And they'll claim that the Torah was given to them, not to us. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Somach Moshe Ladovor, and on that he says, Ayoy Mazenihi Yeselom, and he gladly gave it to them also. And that's where the Pasuk ends off, Vel Kol Zikne Yisrael. Originally was Lebnei Shivtoi, and then El Kol Zikne Yisrael. Add can the second topic, the Chizik to Yeshua. On to the third topic, the Mitzvah of Hakel. Vayetzav Moshe Yisom Leimoyer Miketz Sheva Shonim Bemoyed Eshenas Hashemito Bechag HaSukkos. And Moshe commanded them, saying, continuing from the previous pasuk, who's the them? It's a Kohan ibn Levi and the Ziknei Yisrael. And they said it over to Klal Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, Miketz Sheva Shonim, at the end of 7 years, B'moyei Shnas HaShmita, at the end of the Shnas HaShmita. Why is it called Shnas HaShmita? That was last year. Now we're holding in the first year of the next cycle. It says Rashi, because there are certain harvestings that are still applicable to the year of Shmita, even though it's the Shminis still. Bechag HaSukkos and Sukkos of the 8th year, namely the first year of the new cycle. Says Rashi, Miketz Sheva Shonim B'Shono Rishoino Shel Shmito, Shehi Ashono HaShminis, Ay V'lo Mekoiro Yoisa Shnas HaShmito, it's not Shmita anymore. And for Rashi, Shadayin Shvis Nehegis Bo, Bakotzir Shel Shvis, Ayoitza Lamoitzo Yishvis, there are certain harvestings that whatever grew on Shmita still has a din of Shemitah, even though you harvest it on Mitzvah Shvis, on the 8th year. Posuk Yudalev Bevoi Chol Yisrael Lelei Ro'oi says, Penei Adonai Eloheicha B'Mokoyim Asher Yivchor Tikro Es HaTorah Hazot Negen Kol Yisrael Ba'ozneihem. When the entire Klal Yisrael comes to be seen by Hashem in the place that Hashem will choose. At the beginning, it was Mishkan Shiloh for 369 years. And then, when it got to its permanent residence in the Beis HaMikdosh in Yerushalayim, Tikro Ezat Toiro Azoiz, the Melech Yisrael, has to read different sections of Sefer Dvorim Neged Kol Yisrael Bozneim in front of the entire Klal Yisrael and make sure they hear it. It has to enter their ears. Says Rashi, Tikro Ezat Torah Azoi is not the entire Torah, rather HaMelech, the Pasuk doesn't say who, Rashi says the Melech, or Yokoyre Mitchilas Eila Advorim, etc. Kedisa Masech Tasoito, at the end of the 7th Perek, the Mishnah tells us different sections of Sefer Dvorim. Namely, from the beginning of Sefer Dvorim until Shema, in Parshas Vayeshanan, the Parsha of Shema, and then skip to Parshas Ekev, Ohim Shemoya, and then skip to Parshas Re'ei, Aser Te'aser, and then skip to Parshas Kisovoi, by Vidui Maisrois, Kisachal Elaser, and then go back to Parshas Shoiftim, the Parshas HaMelech, and then skip to Parshas Kisovoi, the Baruchis and the Klolois, Atchagoyim, and Kola Parsha Kulo. Kedisa Masechta Soito, Albi Moshe Leitcho Yoisim Ba'azoro, they would make a big stage made out of wood in the Azoro, and the king would go on top so everyone could hear. Posu good base, hakeles, om, ho anoshim, ve anoshim, ve ataf, ve girecho asher bish orecho, le man yishmeu, ule man yilmedu, ve yore u es adoino, yeloi heichem, ve shomeru, la sois, es kol divrei, atiro azois. Gather the entire Klal Yisrael, men, women, and children, and the geirim of all your cities, in order that they should hear, and they should learn, and they should fear Hashem, and be careful to do everything that it says in the Torah. Says Rashi, Ha'anoshim, the men, is lilmoit, to learn, Ve'anoshim, lishmoya, to hear, Ve'atav, lomobo, what are the children coming for? We're talking about the little children that can't even hear. Can't even understand what's being said. And for Rashi, lo say schar lemevi'eihem, to give schar to those, the parents, that are bringing the children. The older children are capable of hearing and learning something. Rashi's talking about the little babies. Posuk yud gimel uvneihem asher lo yode'u yishme'u velamedu liro'es adoyno yeloyichem kol hayomim. Asher atem chayim al ho'adomo, asher atem oiverim, es yardei neshomo lerishto. Uvneim and their children that are not capable of fully understanding, they're older than the taf that's los eschal meviyeim, but they're still not old enough to fully understand, they will hear and they will learn to fear Hashem. All the days that you will be living on the land that you are going over, crossing the Yaldein, in order to inherit. Ad kan, the third topic, the mitzvah of Hakel. On to the fourth topic, where Hashem tells Moshe to bring Yeshua to Oyel Moed, and Hashem wants to give personally Yeshua Chizuk and the Hakdomo to Parshas HaZinu. Its purpose and its importance to teach it to the entire Klal Yisrael until they know it well. Lamdo es bnei Yisrael simo befin. Vayomer Adonai el Moshe hein korevu yomech olomus keroes Yehoshua avis yatzevu beoyel moed vatzavenu vayelech Moshe v'Yehoshua avis yatzevu beoyel moed. Says Hashem to Moshe, your days, the time is coming for you to die. Call Yeshua, and both you and him should stand in Oyel Moed Va'atzavenu. Says Rashi, this Va'atzavenu does not mean to command. Because later on, in Pasuk Chof Gimel, when Hashem does what he said he will do, he's not commanding him anything. Rather, he's going to give him chizuk. And that's what Rashi says, Va'atzavenu Va'azorezenu, to give him chizuk. And Moshe and Yeshua come, and they stand in the Oyel Moed. This Va'atzavenu, that Hashem wants to give chizuk to Yeshua, is going to happen in Posuk Chof Gimel. As the Posuk over there says, Vayetzav es Yeshua binun, that's Hashem talking, Vayoyimah chazak ve'emot, ki ato tovi es b'nei Yisrael, alo rata shanishbatu lehem, vonoichi ehe ye'imoch. That's where it's mekuyim, this Va'atzavenu. And now, the rest of the Pesukim are going to move on to the secondary topic I mentioned, namely the Hakdomo to Parshas Ha'azinu. Posuk tezvo vayero Adonai b'oihel b'amud anon v'yamoid amud ha'anon al pesach ha'oihel. And Hashem appeared in the Oyel Moed as often he does with a pillar of cloud. And the pillar of the cloud stood at the entrance of Oyel Moed. ויאמר אדוני אל משה הנך שלחי עמי מויסך וקם הום הזה וזונו אחרי אלוהי ניכר הארץ אשר הובא שמו בקרבוי ועזובני ופרס בריסי אשר קראתי איתוי. And Hashem tells Moshe, when you will die and you will rest in peace with your ancestors, this nation will get up and go astray after the gods of the Goyim of Eretz Yisrael, that he is coming there amongst them, and they will leave me and violate the covenant that I have made with him. Says Rashi, Nechar Oretz, Goyei Oretz. פסוק י"ז וחורו אפיו ויאמרו ועזבתים והסתרתי פני מהם והיו לאכול ומצאוהו רעיס רבויס וצרויס ואומר ביום ההוא הלוי אל כי אין אלוהי חי בקרבי מצאוני הרעיס האלה. And I will be angry with them on that day. I will abandon them and make believe as if I don't see that the tzoras that they're going through. They will be consumed by their enemies. And many bad things and afflictions will come on to him. Until Klal Yisrael will come to the realization and they will say, the reason all this is happening to me, because Hashem is not amongst me, that is why all these bad things happen to me. Says Rashi, "V'istalti fonai kemoi sheini roye betzarosom." I will hide my face as if I don't see what's going on with them with their tzoros. Posu gulches ve'onoichi astir astir fonai b'yoyim ha'hu al kol ro'o asher oso ki fono el Elohim achirim. And on that day, I will utterly hide my face from them on all the evil that they have done, because they turn to God that others have made them into gods. Be'ato kisvu lochem az ashiro azois velamedo es b'nei Yisrael nesimo b'fihem manti hieli ashiro azois le'eid b'nei Yisrael. And now Hashem turns to Moshe and Yeshua. Write down this shiro, namely shiras ha'azinu. As Rashi says, the Shiro Azois Hazinu Hashamayim Ad Chiper Ad Moshe Amo in next week's parasha, Velamdo Es Bnei Yisrael Simo Befihem. Teach it to Klal Yisrael. Place it in their mouths. In other words, make sure they know it well, in order that this Shiro should be a testimony, should act as a witness in Klal Yisrael. What's the witness? What's the testimony? Ki avienu elohu adomo asher nishbati lavoisom sovas cholov udvash beochal vesova vedoshein ufono el Elohim achirim vavodum veniatzuni veheifer es berisi. When I will bring them to the land that I have promised their ancestors, a land that flows milk and honey, and he will eat and he will be satiated and live in luxury. And then he will turn to gods that others have made them into gods. Va'avodum, and they will worship them. V'niatsuni, they will make me angry. V'heifer es brisi, they will abandon and violate my covenant. Says Rashi, v'niatsuni v'ichisuni, v'chein kol niutz loshen kaas. Posuk chof alev v'hoyo, ki simtzen ois oirois rabois v'tzorois. ועונסו השירו הזוי לפנוב לעיד כי לא יסי שכח מפי זרעוי כי יודעתי אס יצרו אשר הוא עושה היום בטרם אביאנו אל האורץ אשר נשבותי. And it will be when all these bad things and afflictions happen to Klal Yisrael, this Shiro will testify in front of him as a witness, because the Torah will never be forgotten from Klal Yisrael. Hi, you're going to ask, what's this bleak prediction that Hashem is predicting that Klal Yisrael will go over to Avodah Zarah and leave the way and all these bad things are going to happen? Says the Torah, Ki yodati es Yitzroi. I know this nation's Yitzroi. Asher oise ayoyim b'terem avienu la'oretz. Asher nishbonti, even before I brought them to the land that I promised to them, I see what they do. And therefore I see that there's a potential for all this to happen. Says Rashi, "V'onso Ashiro Azoyz lefonov le'ed sheyisrei si boi besuicho al kol amoitzos oisoi." As we'll see in Parshas Hazinu, Hashem warned us: all of this is going to happen to them if they don't keep the Torah. If they'll be Eved Avodah Zarah, כי שוחח מפי זרו יריזו אבטוחו לישראל, שאין תוירו משתכחת מזרום לגמרי. אבטוחו, that the Torah will not be completely forgotten from Klal Yisrael. פוסוק חובד, ויכתוב משה את השירו הזו, יתפיום ההוא, וילמדו את בני ישראל. And Moshe wrote down this shiro, Parshas Ha'azinu, on that day, and he taught it to Klal Yisrael. Posuk Chof Gimel is going back to Posuk Yud Dalet. Hashem tells Moshe to bring Yeshua to El Moed, he wants to give him chizuk. Here it comes. Vayetza ves Yeshua bin Nun, vayoyim chazak ve'emot, ki ato tovi es b'nei Yisrael, ala oretz ha'shon ishbati lohem, vonoichi ehye imoch. And Hashem gives chizuk to Yeshua ben Nun, and he tells him, be strong and be courageous, because you will bring Klal Yisrael to the land that I have promised them, and I will be with you. Says Rashi, Voitzav Yeshua ben Nun, Musav Lamalo. This is going back on Pesuk Yud Dalet. Klapei Shechina. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking over here. How do I know? K'mo Yishim Mefurash, El Oretz Hashem Nishbati Lohem. Hashem is talking in the first person, Hashem Nishbati. This is Hashem talking. פוסוק חוב דלת ויהי כחלויס מוישה לכתוב את דברי התורה הזויס על ספר עד תומום. And when Moshe Rabbeinu completed writing the entire דברי תורה on a ספר תורה until it was finished, until it was completed, namely at the end of the תורה, ויצב מוישה סלווגים נויסאי ארוין בריס אדוני לימור. In פשט, you gotta ignore the Aliyah of Shvi. When Moshe finished writing the Torah, so Moshe commanded the Levim, those who carry the Oroin of Hashem, as follows. Loko yachei sefer ha-Torah hazeh, v'samte moisoi mitzad, orin b'ris ha-doinu Eloheichem, v'hoyoshom b'chol eid. And l'chayra, when it says that Moshe commanded the Levim, he's referring to the Kohanim b'nei Levi, as we saw above in Pasuk Tes, and as the Chizkuni over there explains. It's the Kohanim, normally the Levim carry a Bnei Kohos, but over here, in the next travel in Eretz Yisrael, in Sefer Yeshua it says the Kohanim carry the Orin. So Moshe tells the Levim, take this Sefer Torah and put it next to the Orin. And over there, this Sefer Torah will act as a witness to you. Rashi brings down to Pshatim exactly where was the Sefer Torah located. Says Rashi, Lokoyach, not Likoyach, rather, lokoyach, k'mo yizochor, shomor, holoich, which is a constant. It constantly has to be next to the Orin. Hashem mitzad aroin b'ris Hashem, nech lukuboychach meyisoyel b'vavasre, yesh mehem oimrim, daf foya boilet min ha'orin b'vachutz, v'shomor yamunach. There was like a shelf sticking out of the Orin, it was outside the Orin. V'yesh oimrim, mitzad alucho yisoyel yamunach, b'soych ha'orin. It was next to the luchos, inside the Orin. So when it says mitzad aroin b'ris Hashem elokeichem, either on the side on the outside or on the side of the aroin on the inside. Posuk chov zayin ki yonich yodati esmer yochoves or bechor akoshe hein boideni chayim ochem hayoim mamrim heisem im adoinoi ve'av ki acharei moisi. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, I am aware of your disobedient nature, your refusal to listen. There's obekha kosher, stiff-necked. Once you get stuck in something, it's hard for you to change your ways. Moshe Rabbeinu makes a kal v'chomer. If while I was alive with you today, you have been disobedient and refused to listen to Hashem, v'af ki acharei moisi, surely kal v'chomer after I die. The way to say kal v'chomer b'loshon ha-Torah is this phrase, afki, kal v'chomer after I die, when I'm not around anymore. Posuk chovches haki lo'elai es kol ziknei shivtichem v'shoytirichem v'adabero v'ozneihem eis ha-davorim o'eile v'o'id o'bom es ha-shomayim v'es ha-oretz. Gather to me all the elders of the Shvotim and the officers, and I want to tell them in their ears what I am telling you. And I wish to warn you and testify the Shomayim ve'Oret, they will be Edim, that I have warned you about the following. Says Rashi, Akilu Eli. Rashi is bothered by it. We learned above in Parshas Behaloscho, when Moshe wants to gather, they blow chatzoitzchis, they blow the trumpets. So why do you have to send people to gather? Just blow the trumpets. Says Rashi, "V'lo itoku oisa ayon bechatzoyis rois laki lezakohol." Why? Over there it says that these chatzoyis rois are meant for Moshe Rabbeinu only. V'lo hishlit Yeshua aleihem. Yeshua was not given those chatzoyis rois to use to gather the nation. Only Moshe. V'af bechayov nignezu koydem yoy Moisoi. And even while Moshe Rabbeinu was alive, they were hidden and put away before the day that he died. Or some Gerusoi have b'yoy Moisoi on the day that he died. L'kayim meshenem ha'raposok and ke'eles v'ein shiltoin b'yoy ma'moves. There is no leadership on the day that a person dies. Moshe Rabbeinu is dying today. He's not considered a melech, and therefore he doesn't use the chatzoitzois, which is reserved for Moshe the melech.
The
Shomayim v'oretz were set as witnesses. And for Rashi, there he's talking to Klal Yisrael. He didn't appoint the witnesses themselves as witnesses. The next parasha, and this is Akdomo to the next parasha, he's now calling the witnesses to listen. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, I know that after I die you will corrupt your ways and you will go astray from the way that I have commanded you. And I know that that's what will happen to you. All these bad things will happen to you at the end of days when you do the bad things in the eyes of Hashem and to anger Him with what you do with your hands. Says Rashi, Acharei Moisi, Ki Ashchis Tashchisun. Fact Rashi Akasha. Varei Koli Moisi Yeshua Lo Yishchisu. How could Moshe Rabbeinu say that after I die you will corrupt your way? That's not true. Shenema, the Pasuk says in Yeshua, Vayavdu Yisrael Es Hashem, Koli Me Yeshua. So it didn't happen right after Moshe died. From here we see that the Talmud of a person is like the person himself. As long as Yeshua is alive, it seemed to Moshe that he is continuing to live through him. Because Talmud shel Adam choviv olav kegufoi, a person's Talmud is precious to him like him himself. So when he says Acharei Moisi, it means Acharei Moisi Yeshua. Because so long as Yeshua is living, as if Moshe is living, and Enoch Hanami, then Klal Yisrael did not corrupt their ways yet.
Posuk Lamed Vayedaber Moshe Beoznei Kol Kahal Yisrael Es Divrei Ashiro Azois Ad Tumom.
And Moshe Rabbeinu said over the words of these Shiro to the entire Klal Yisrael Ad Tumom. From beginning until the end, Be'oznei kol ka'al Yisrael, and made sure that they internalized the message.
Adkan, the fourth topic of Parshas Vayelech, the chizik that Hashem gives Yeshua, and the akdomo to Parshas Shiras Ha'azinu.
Adkan Parshas Vayelech, with its four topics, the chizik of Moshe to Klal Yisrael, the chizik of Moshe to Yeshua, mitzvahs hakel, and the chizuk of Hashem to Yeshua, and akdomo of Parshas Ha'azinu.
Good Shabbos.